Yes, we are back. Oh, yeah, I'm on at a different time today. This is You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Dan Shakespeare. Well, by the way, I have a guest with me today. Let's see which you want to say hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello. It's my friend Adam Warren. Yes, he's been here before. We got news for today, don't we? By the way, Friday, there was the passing of Eddie Money at the age of 70, and then the lead singer of the Cars, Rick Ozek, or however you pronounce it, died at the age of 75 on, just yesterday. I know, that's the down news. Two celebrities gone within since I was last here. Yeah, as you know, why I'm not doing Wednesday at noon, because Parlor Panther is playing, so I may just be here to meet them and everything. So, anyways, we'll talk about the Metallica concert later, right?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, yes. And here is "If I Could Walk on Water" by Eddie Money on the Shakespeare Show on 1.9 FM CITR.
True. Na 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 na
Alright, that was I'm in Touch with Your World by The Cars back to 1978. Yeah, and before that was If I Could Walk on Water by Eddie Money. Yeah, it was cancer of the esophagus that took his life. Yeah, it was back to 1988, and yeah, by the way, the lead singer was the second member of The Cars to die. Yeah, the first was the bass player. Okay, and we're next going on to one that's used to be on our playlist. It's called Happy When by Braids from the album Deep in the Iris. Yeah. Yeah, it does make me happy when I can have a guest here. Okay. All right. Do you want to talk about the Metallica concert in a bit?
It's up to you. Whenever works for you. How about we do it when we play the Metallica song?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Perfect.
And anyways, here is Happy When by Braids on the Shakespeare Show on 1.9 FM CITR.
poison ivy, Jane. Run off and leave him, but I come back again. Is what I need. Jungle fever in my head. Give me strange kind of love, and this is what I said.
It's primitive love.
Right, that was Primitive Love by Susie Quattro, and I'm stay true and original. And before that was Happy When by Braids from the album Deep in the Iris. Yeah, Primitive Love was back to 73. Okay, and now we're going back to the 1990s, but we have to go to commercial break first. It'll be on right after these fine words. Tip by Finger 11 from the album Tip.
Then check out timelesslegend.com. It follows guitarist Miles as she moves to the big city in Meat Tricks and gets sucked into the weird world of Timeless. They tackle some serious issues like sexuality and inequality. You'll be hooked by the compelling story from episode 1. Plus, there's an audiobook that's packed with a full cast of actors and original music to listen to on the go. Again, that's timelesslegend.com. Use the coupon code 2FREEDOM to get it free right now. That's the number 2 and then word freedom. If it gets too heavy, oh, you know I'll drop the
load. Bard on the Beach, Shakespeare Festival's 30th season, is running now until September 21st. It's housed in 2 modern theater tents and situated on the spectacular waterfront setting of Vancouver's Vanier Park. On the BMO main stage is Taming of the Shrew, a hilarious runaway hit inspired by Bard's 2007 Wild West production. This plays in repertory with the Elizabethan-era romantic comedy Shakespeare in Love. On the Howard Family stage, there are 2 new innovative productions, Shakespeare's All's Well That Ends Well, set in India in the 1940s, and Coriolanus, a no-holds-barred political tragedy filled with resonance for our time. For tickets and information, visit bardonthebeach.org.
Keep on repeating.
right, that was Tip by Finger 11. any idea what kind of Tip is being sung about? And before those messages was Primitive Love by Susie Quattro. And, alright, and now we're going to our real playlist. Here is what's currently on the CITR playlist. Here is Down by the Water by Abigail LaPelle from the album Getaway on the Shakespeare Show 101.fm CITR. Oh yeah, it's getting less and less time to go down by the water now, isn't it? Anyways, here's Down by the Water by Abigail LaPelle on the Shakespeare Show 101.9fm CITR.
Where will you go, my darling daughter? I'm gonna live down by the water. If I ever could find the time, never no reason or rhyme. I'm gonna live down by the water. Send a dozen roses down the river like baby Moses, and I'll wash my tears away when I'm down in the river today. Gonna send a dozen roses, a dozen roses. And who will be your one and only when the days are lost and lonely, and the little blue birds of spring go down to the river to sing? Who will hear their testimony? Sing a little song, darling. Sing it like a little blue starling. In the country or the town and for miles all around. Sing a little song, darling. Now the days are getting, if I ever could find the time, never no reason or rhyme. I'm gonna live down by the water, down by the water, gonna live down by the water, gonna live down by the water, gonna live down by the water.
Thank you. fake. No crying hatred, greed or shame. No reputation to develop, no need to acquire fame.
Oh, yes, that was that was Reflections from the Looking Glass by the 1910 Fruit Gum Company, back to 1967, back to psychedelic stuff, yeah. And before that was our current playlist, Down by the Water by Abigail LaPelle from the album Getaway. Oh, right. And now we're going back to our current playlist. Here is Slow Burn by Block Treat from the album After Dark. Yeah, being burned slowly would hurt a lot, wouldn't it? Anyways, here it is on the Shakespeare Show on 1.FM CITR.
What are you doing on Sunday, September 29th? Come down to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building to check out the Study and Go Abroad Fair. It's free, and it's a great opportunity to find out how you can boost your resume by studying abroad, working abroad, or learning a language. Come early at 12 noon to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. For more information, check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yeah, they said It's Wonderful by Gogi Grant back to 1958. Some easy listening, yeah. Yeah, and they do say that's wonderful. Yeah, of course, back then, and I say it still is. And yeah, and here's one that's backed even further. Please Take a Letter to Miss Brown by the Ink Spots. Yeah, must really like this girl with the last name Brown. But anyways, here it is in the Shakespeare Show on 101.9 FM CITR. Please Take a Letter to Miss Brown by the Ink Spots. Oh yeah, Before Those Messages was Slow Burn by Block Treat on our playlist from the album After Dark. Anyways, here's Please Take a Letter Miss Brown by the Ink Spots. Oh no, wants her to take the letter. Anyways, here it is in the Shakespeare Show on 101.9 FM CITR.
Take a letter, Miss Brown. It is strictly confidential, and it may prove influential with someone so essential to my scheme that I'm afraid to breathe her name. Please take a letter, Miss Brown. Just address it, my beloved, then say I have discovered an angel who has hovered in my dream. Just like a sweet melodic strain, as my secretary you should know what love has done to me. And I think it very apropos you offer sympathy. Why are you crying, Miss Brown? If it's love you are expressing, then, sweetheart, I'm confessing it's you I was addressing from the start. So please take this letter and my heart.
Come on here and take a letter, Miss Brown.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jones. I got a pencil and pad.
You see, it's strictly confidential, and it may prove influential with someone who is essential to my scheme.
I understand, Mr. Jones. I understand.
I'm almost as scared to breathe a name. I told you to come on over here and take a letter, Miss Brown.
I'm here, Mr. Jones. I got the pencil and pad here, I told you.
Just address it, my beloved.
Your beloved.
And then say that I done discovered.
Discovered?
An angel who's been hovering in my dream.
Oh, I see. I got that too, Mr. Jones. I got that too.
Just like a sweet melodic strain.
That man's got it bad. I know that.
You know.
What's that?
As my secretary, you should know.
Know what, Mr. Jones?
What all this love business has done for me.
Well, no, I don't monkey around much with love, Mr.
And,
Jones.
And I think it's very apropos.
Wait a minute, what am I talking about?
Well, just so you offer your sympathy.
Well, I'll do the best I can, Mr. Jones.
Wait a minute, Jeff.
What's that?
How come you crying,
Miss Brown? I just got something in my eye, that's all.
Darling, if it's love you's expressing, sweetheart, I'm confessing.
What's that?
It's been you that I've addressed.
What?
From the start.
You tell me you made me all the time. You didn't tell me?
That's right.
Look at here.
Then I'll take your letter and your
All right, that was Ants by Mickey Moondrops, M-I-K-I. Yeah, from the album Fowa Fowa Music on our playlist. Okay, yes, and like the Bugs Ants, again, before that was Please Take a Letter, Miss Brown by the Ink Spots. I think that was the Secretary. Yeah, and now here is Comfortably Hungover by the New Swears. It's a shorter song. Yeah, from the album And the Magic of Horses used to be on our playlist anyways. Yeah, I don't know if you can be comfortably hungover, but here it is. Comfortably Hungover by the New Swears that used to be on our playlist the other year. Okay, and you want to talk about the Metallica concert just for a minute?
Sure. So Metallica played S&M 2 concert, which is a very special concert they did with the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra just over a week ago, and I was lucky enough to be there. So they were celebrating the 20th anniversary of the original one they did in 1999. And so I picked this song because it was one of my favorite songs and a very influential song for me. So the song is called No Leaf Clover, and they did play it again a week and a half ago for the second concert.
Oh, awesome. So you were there, and we're going to recently, and now we're going to the 3D one in a few weeks.
Yeah, they're gonna replay the concert actually on the big screen in awesome. Several theaters across, I believe, the world. I know for sure on October 9th, it's going to be shown on the concert I was just at, will be replayed on the big screen, and you can awesome. Go on that one, and that's being replayed again on select theaters on October 14th.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, anyways, we're signing off for Exploding Head Moves. That was a great show, episode 324, 325 next week, and here's No Leaf Clover by Metallica, back to 99. We'll be right back.
just a freight train coming.